So, as we've been reporting all hour, it's nearly a foregone conclusion. Prosecutors at the International Criminal Court in The Hague are expected to seek the arrest of Sudan's president for alleged war crimes. We're waiting for that announcement this morning. Indictments are going to be handed up by the court. What happens then is anyone's guess. Joining us now is Sudan's ambassador to the United Nations, Ambassador Abdul Mahmoud Abdul Halim. Mr. Ambassador, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You're here in New York. I just want to make clear you're here in New York, right?
Yes.
Now, this handing up of indictments is the last in a series of moves that have been taken by the international community that have the effect, it seems, of isolating Sudan from the rest of the world. What are you doing and your government doing to reduce that level of isolation at this point?
It is not isolation. It is a politically motivated move by the prosecutor general. Crazy, very irresponsible act, because it would have negative fallouts on the entire situation in the Sudan, and it will also impede the progress towards lasting peace in Darfur. Last week, only a new chief negotiator was nominated to rejuvenate the peace process in Darfur, and also efforts are underway to reinforce UNAMID and the peacekeeping operation in the country. So to come at this moment and to indict the government at its highest level, this is crazy, and it will have very bad fallouts. And I think the priority for us is peace. We are not against justice. We are not with impunity. But we think the priority is peace. And if there is any justice, it can be done by the Sudanese judicial system, which is very capable.
All right. You've said over the weekend that all options are open for our reaction to this revelation. And you've said that the prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo, is playing with fire. Now, that sounds to me like at least a veiled threat that something might happen to the international aid workers who are working inside Sudan if this goes the wrong way, in your view.
No, we know our obligations. We are very aware of our obligations vis-a-vis protecting the guests of the international community on our land. Regarding all options are open, this would depend on what the prosecutor is going to announce, and there would definitely be a reaction by the government to deal with the entire situation.
And would that reaction be to international aid workers?
No. I'm not talking about islands in the country like international aid workers. I'm talking about the entire country, the fate of an entire country, not only peacekeepers, because we know that it is our responsibility to protect whoever is on our land, and we are to that commitment. The issue is the entire stability and security of the country.
Well, Mr. Ambassador, why have the United Nations declared that their workers should leave the country, non-essential workers should leave the country, and that there is, as was described by a BBC correspondent earlier in our broadcast, essentially a lockdown situation right now in Sudan?
No, these are precautionary measures by the United Nations. They are free to do whatever they want to do.
Precautionary why, sir?
Precautionary in any situation, in any war situation, if you are having a threat or perceived threat or whatever, you do your precautions. Like the government, we are doing our own homework also as to the extent that this crazy indictment by the prosecutor general would have on the country at large. So it is not a matter of peacekeepers or threatening anybody. We are victims, and we cannot victimize others. Rather, we have our own options to deal with the entire situation, from legal, political, and other perspectives and other fronts.
Mr. Ambassador, what steps is the government going to take to deal with this indictment if it is indeed handed up? Do you have evidence to offer that the president is not involved in genocide?
No, it is nonsense to talk that, to say that the president is encouraging or executing a genocide. No country in the world is saying it is a genocide other than the United States. It is a conflict situation like many conflict situations in Africa, in Cote d'Ivoire, in the DRC, and in many other places like Afghanistan and Somalia. So it is not a genocide. It is a conflict with root causes in poverty and underdevelopment. So we don't agree or concur with those who claim it as a genocide.
So, Mr. Ambassador, would you expect that President Bashir would serve, even if he's convicted in absentia of these charges, and that the Sudanese government would simply ignore the international community on this?
No, I think this is pressure on Sudan, element of the one type of the various pressures that are being done against the country. President Bashir is a great leader in Africa. He has brought peace to South Sudan, and he has also done the Darfur peace agreement and the Eastern Sudan peace agreement. He is taking the country into greater heights economically. He is the grantor of the unity and territorial integrity
of
the country.
Then, Mr. Ambassador, I'll give you one chance. To the hundreds of thousands of people who have reportedly died in Darfur, what is your message to them in saying that the International Criminal Court is so-called playing with fire here with these indictments? What's your message to the people who have lost their lives and lost loved ones in Darfur?
Yeah, my message to them is that we have to come together to make peace. Our priority is peace. And after all, justice can be also done. But litigation is not the only way of ensuring justice. In South Africa, even in a horrible situation like apartheid system, people came and established the truth and reconciliation mechanisms. And it is not through litigation. So our priority to our fellow citizens in Darfur and to the international community is that we have to come together to make peace as a priority, because we have to stop the bloodshed first.
All right, Ambassador Abdul Mahmoud Abdul Halim, Sudanese ambassador to the United Nations, with a strong reaction to what is expected to be indictments handed up from the International Criminal Court in The Hague, indictments that would include seeking the arrest of Sudan's president for alleged war crimes in Darfur. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, folks.
Reaction there.
Yeah, strong
playing
reaction
with fire.
There.
We will see. We'll be following that throughout the morning.
And we're talking potentially minutes at this point.
Yep.
7 o'clock Eastern is when some people are expecting the International Criminal Courts to hand down that indictment.
Responses to anything you heard on today's show, send us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're talking about dial tones at the discount window, sports metaphors, and the word of the day.
And here's the takeaway from this hour.
If people think the emperor is somewhat sartorially challenged, then everybody then has a serious problem indeed.
The emperor being, according to Justin Urquhart Stewart, who we spoke with earlier in the program, the Federal Reserve Bank. Check back in today on our website, www.thetakeaway.org, for a word map of what the pundits said on Sunday. You'll recall that the word of the day was Iraq.
And we're quite pleased to say that hundreds of you are playing the Veep Stakes. That's our presidential running mate stock trading game on Facebook. It's your chance to predict the ticket and track the buzz on potential vice presidents of Barack Obama and John McCain.
Still in first place for McCain, Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin.
And on the Democrat side, Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius has lots of fans.
Most recent tip from one of our traders, Fiorina stock is still rather cheap.
Well, I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. It's The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.